We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Van Saggy.
It is Wednesday, November 12th, 2025.
A Thursday mass mail from Chancellor Charles Isbell Jr. announced that the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion will be restructured and renamed. The building will be renamed to the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Access, Civil Rights, and Community. These changes are set to take effect January 1st, pending approval from the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. Isbell said that while the office name and structure are changing, the mission remains the same, supporting the success of the entire university community. The announcement comes after months of nationwide scrutiny towards diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. In the past year, President Donald Trump has criticized DEI initiatives and moved to limit federal funding for some programs in higher education. Last month, the UI system removed race and gender from financial aid consideration. For more information, visit dailyillini.com to view the full report by Vanessa Turner. Some highlights after tonight's game. Despite missing key players such as Tomislav Ivicic, Mihailo Petrovic, and Ty Rogers, number 14-ranked Illinois managed to hold off a comeback by number 11 Texas Tech last night at the State Farm Center to earn their first-ranked win of the season. Illinois led by 13 at the end of the first half, but a comeback attempt by Texas Tech, including two short lead changes taken in the middle of the second half, left Illinois scrambling to close out the game in the final minutes. Coming off the bench, Andre Stojakovic led Illinois with 23 points, while JT Toppin scored 35 across 39 minutes on the court for Texas Tech. 18 fouls across the game plagued Texas Tech, where Tyree Bryan fouled out late in the second half. Illinois was able to close out the game with a good free throw by Keaton Wagler to take a 4-point lead in the final 6 seconds. Illinois' next matchup will be against Colgate at home on Friday, ahead of their trip to Chicago next Wednesday to face off against number 8, Alabama. Speaking of being on the road, this is your reminder to fill up your gas tank before prices increase again. The average price of gas in the Champaign-Urbana area has increased 12 cents within the past week. According to Gas Buddy, gas prices are averaging $3.14, which is 4 cents higher than last month and about 15 cents higher than last year. On Sunday, the cheapest station in Champaign was priced at $2.82 per gallon, while the most expensive was $3.27 per gallon. Nationally, the average price of gas has also gone up by 5 cents per gallon in the last week, sitting at $3.03 on Monday. Refinery issues in the Great Lakes and West Coast have kept prices elevated. Gasoline inventory data from the government showed another large weekly drop in supplies, which has contributed to the propped up prices as well. With thousands of flights canceled ahead of Thanksgiving due to FAA flight cuts, consumers will see a shift in gasoline demand, limiting any near-term declines. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Adam Edwards, and Faith Routley. From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Van Sagy.